each year in May, they have culinary awards. Each region has nominees for best chef. For several years now, we've had chefs on the long form. It's a two-step balloting. There's a long form where regional judges will recommend people to be on the judge, and then they break those down to five finalists. We have never had anyone on the short list, and part of that just has to do with the reputation that Orlando has in the eyes of the rest of the world. They see us only as a theme park sort of place, and we all just walk around eating turkey legs. They don't get out and see some of the many fine restaurants that we have. So this is really huge news. The night before the announcements, all of the people who have been nominated in previous years will be cooking a big dinner. It's going to be held at the Alfond Inn in Winter Park. We have Scott Hunnell, Kevin Fonzo, James and Julie Petrakis, Hari Pulapaka, Kathleen Blake, Brandon McGlamory, and Henry Salgado. And they've all been nominated on the preliminary ballot. They've all been nominated, and they're going to put together this terrific dinner, and it's going to be hosted by Norman Van Aken, who is our only local celebrity chef who has actually won the James Beard Award. However, he won that for his restaurant in Miami, which is no longer there. Of course, he has Norman's at the Ritz-Carlton and Grand Lakes in South Orlando. So it's going to be a really, really terrific dinner. I think it's $200 a ticket.
Can you name the restaurants affiliated with the local chefs you named?
Cooking the dinner will be Scott Hunnell of Victoria and Albert's, Kevin Fonzo, K Restaurant, James and Julie Petrakis of The Ravenous Pig, Hari Pulapaka of Crest Restaurant in DeLand, Kathleen Blake, Rusty Spoon in downtown Orlando. I love that place. Brandon McGlamory, Luma on Park, and Henry Salgado of Spanish River Seafood Grill, who is also about to open up a restaurant right here in Orlando called Shoko's Basque Kitchen.
Are any of those affordable enough for the rest of us?
Most of these are going to be a night out. These aren't light bites. Of course, Victoria and Albert's is probably one of the priciest and poshest restaurants in town. But you can certainly go and find something affordable at most of these places.
So is that hinting that one of our restaurants or our chefs might win this time?
Of course, no one knows. But anyone who votes on these, they actually have to eat in the restaurant and eat the food of the chef, which makes sense. But it's just making them aware that we have these great, talented chefs here. And so when they do finally come to the area, they will go to these restaurants and try them out. It's a process. I don't know that it will happen this year, but I know that it will happen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.